Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for the Buckhead Business Radio Show.
Buckhead Business Radio, Rich Casanova here, your host. Exciting part of the week, an exciting week we've had so far here in the studio. And Ryan Redhawk McPherson, good morning to you. How are you today?
That's me. I am terrific. It's Tuesday, and it's time for the Buckhead Business Radio Show.
Yeah. We did for quite a while. We used to call it Tuesdays in Buckhead.
I know. Tuesdays in Buckhead, it's always a great day.
Do we have that hashtag or domain name, or do we...
I'm on it.
Okay, nice. It is a great day here in Buckhead, as always, and we have a great show lined up before we kind of kick things off. So, we had a great show this morning with Atlanta Legal Experts. We have, we'll be talking about later in the show some of our other shows here in the studio, as well as some events coming up. And so how are things on your part of the world?
Things are great. I had a wonderful weekend and kind of thought back onto last week's episode of Georgia Business Radio.
Right. Where
we had a good mix of guests about leadership, foreclosures, and really about entrepreneurship here in the Metro Atlanta area.
Yeah, it was very interesting, folks, you had there on that show. So so speaking of shows, let's jump right into today's show, Buckhead Business Radio X, and we have Isabel Marquez.
Marquez.
See, Ryan practiced that. Apparently, I didn't. I was grabbing my second cup of coffee here. So, and you're the chief pirate.
Yes.
I love that title. Nice. At Startup Pirates.
Exactly.
And we connected online on Twitter, and I've been kind of following your activities. It's a very intriguing concept and idea. So, Ryan, I want you to do the official introduction and find out all about our guests here this morning.
My pleasure. Startup Pirates is a nonprofit global initiative with success in many cities in Europe, Asia, and South America, with over 50 programs so far and more than 80 startups created. The Startup Pirates program is an intense and fast-paced one-week program that enables aspiring entrepreneurs to get inside the startup world and learn how to develop a business idea. With a combination of training, mentoring, and idea development, we help participants structure and develop their early-stage business ideas. In the end, they have the opportunity to pitch to investors and successful business leaders and receive prizes that enable them to continue their work. And representing Chief Pirate Isabel Marquez. Yep. There she is.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Yeah. And so you're here to talk about Startup Pirates Atlanta.
Yes, I am.
How long has that been around?
In Atlanta for about 4 or 5 months.
That's okay.
When we decided to actually put the program together here in Atlanta.
Yeah, because what I saw on the website is it's co-founders from Portugal.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, and a girl and a guy.
Yes, so...
tell me the backstory, I guess.
Yeah, I think I'll start the once upon a time kind
okay,
of story.
Okay, nice, yeah.
So go back to the year 2011.
All right.
This is when five college students, they participated in a startup weekend in the city of Porto in Portugal. And they really loved the experience of the startup weekend, but they felt that it wasn't enough. And at the time in 2011, there weren't many entrepreneurial programs in Portugal available to college students or recent graduates. So they decided to start one and came up with this 1 week intense program that combined workshops and mentoring sessions and entrepreneur talks and whatnot. And the first program actually happened in the beginning of September of 2011. And I was a participant.
Oh, really?
At that Startup Pirates.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Because they had about 30 people there, she said.
Yes. Yeah. It's usually the format's usually with around 30 people.
Okay.
And I was one. I was part of this first group.
How did
batch.
You end up in Portugal?
I'm actually Portuguese.
Oh, okay.
Marquez, come on.
Well, but I didn't hear a lot of the accent or whatever. Yeah. So
yeah, that's another story.
Okay. Yeah. Is that extra? Do you charge an extra $1.50 for the accent?
Okay. Yeah. Correct.
Nice.
So it was such an amazing week, full of great experiences. We met amazing mentors, great speakers. It really just changed my perspective on things. And at the time, I did have a business idea that I was pitching with. My team actually won that first edition of Startup Pirates.
Oh, wow.
And again, the prizes enable the teams to continue their work. So we had, our prize was incubation, free incubation at the incubator at the University of Porto at the time. Because this was such an interesting program, we decided to get together, myself and five other friends, and promote the second program. this time in Lisbon, in the capital of Portugal. So immediately 2012, in March of that, in 2012, the second Startup Pirates program, set sail. So yes, we've used a lot of.
There's a lot of puns on your site.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
You may have reached the quota on your puns at your website.
We
by the way,
we try to level it down a bit, but we just have so much fun with it. Oh, you know, there's so much pirate lingo that we can use.
Yeah, in life, why not get carried away, right?
Exactly, and you have to have fun doing things.
Absolutely.
Between the first program and the second program, that's what structured what Startup Pirates is today. And it's been spreading out initially in Europe in a very organic kind of way, mostly because the people who participate in a Startup Pirates program, because they enjoy it so much, decide to organize one themselves. And after the program in Lisbon, we had three participants that came to the program on purpose from three different countries, from Brazil, from Germany, and from Poland. And when they returned to their home countries, they organized a Startup Pirates back home. So it's been spreading out in this sense. So someone who participates then organizes. And that's what brings me to Atlanta.
Well, that's interesting. So you were a participant at first. Can you talk about what you were bringing to the table back then? Is that still in development?
Yeah, what was your business idea?
No,
concept?
That died.
But it led you to where you are today, right?
Exactly. And ever since that first experience, I've been, more aware of the entrepreneurial community and the startup community, but the vibes, all the vibes around it. I've been attending lots of startup programs and events. Just connecting with that community. It's really interesting. Even though my business idea at the time did not, go forth, knowledge I got from it was amazing.
They say, I've heard this statistically, they say the really uber successful, like amazing companies, they go with about 13 ventures that don't, that lead them, if you say you could call it a failure, but you say lead them to their to the biggest greatest idea.
Exactly. Most of the times, these really big success stories have lots of different.
Statistically, there's 13 failures before they hit kind of the Amazon.
Absolutely,
point, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, how did you end up here in Atlanta? Or
Right after we organized the second program in Portugal, my husband and I moved to Atlanta. He was transferred here for business, for work, and we've been living here ever since. So we always had that idea. Damn, this city is amazing. Has this vibrant entrepreneurial community. We attended a whole bunch of events here. We started connecting with lots of people, and that's when we decided, yes, I think this has the perfect ecosystem to bring a program like Startup Pirates to the city. And that's how we started it.
So basically for about 4 years, it was kind of stewing on the back burner, or you couldn't get it out of your mind, right?
Lots of things happen in between. But,
yeah, exactly. We only have 30 minutes for the show, yes. So we'll revisit that next time.
But then that's, yeah, exactly. We really decided this is the year. Let's do this.
I agree. And Atlanta has that ecosystem, has a startup vibe that's going on a day-to-day basis. Now, this is a question that I asked Rich when I found out you were coming on the show, and I want to ask you, why the name Pirates?
Yes, we get that question all the time. It's like, what? Pirates? What? Why?
Yeah, that's, why?
So in 2011, when the founders were brainstorming the name for the program, they just searched a whole bunch of things, and a quote came up, a quote from Steve Jobs. So it's, why join the Navy when you can be a pirate?
Yeah, I saw that. That was I didn't know this attributed to him, but yeah, that's a great.
Yeah, quote. It's probably one of those things that are attributed to him,
sure,
but probably did. I don't know. I can't confirm it. But it's this quote is the one that generated the Startup Pirates. And it's really interesting because it does have that whole, like, why work the corporate world when you can, do your thing and belong to the startup community. And then the whole branding behind Pirates, it's just fun. It's lots of fun.
I totally agree about that. But in some realms, a pirate could not have such a positive meaning. Some people say the pirates are, the dark side of the waterways of the world. But you can put a fun spin on it. You can put an exciting entrepreneurial spin on it. And I'm glad to see you all are doing that.
Yes. It has nothing to do with, looting or stealing. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the spirit of being
fearless. A maverick and kind of like,
Yes.
And it is kind of like more of the folklore rather than, you know, current day. But also it's like Johnny Depp and what was all those movies, whatever, right?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it was very entertaining and fun and kind of like you...
He was a swashbuckler.
Yeah, you're kind of drawn to that charismatic personality and so forth. So pirates aside, back to, it is, Atlanta does have this, I don't know, I don't think we're in a bubble. I think it is definitely beyond Seattle and some other, you know, maybe Austin or some other cities. I mean, we're out our window. We have Atlanta Tech Village. There's, we had, who did you have on a week or so ago from Hypopotamus?
Yeah, that was Trisha Whitlock. She's editor-in-chief of the online publication that, you know, covers startups.
Yeah, and the blog and so forth. But what? How many incubators did she say here in Atlanta? 33.
Yes.
So it's, I mean, your timing is perfect, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So let's go to the program. So we have a little backstory on the Startup Pirates and behind the name. So you're organizing this first ever being brought to the Atlanta market.
And to the United States.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right, because I looked around the map and they put their flags everywhere where they're located in Brazil and and obviously Portugal and Germany and I think Australia or New Zealand or something.
No, I don't think it has been to Australia yet.
We'll do that. Ryan and I, we're going to volunteer to do that.
As soon as we open up Business Radio X Australia.
Exactly. But so this is the first domestic in the U.S.
Yes.
In all of North America.
Yep. So we decided to host a program here in Atlanta. And really, because like you've been saying, it has a great ecosystem, and we've been reaching out to lots of doers in the Atlanta area, and we've been getting amazing community support and feedback with this program. We do have lots of people on board, local organizations and startups that have accepted this challenge and help us put the program together. Actually, Trisha from Hypopotamus is one of our media sponsors, and they've been doing a great job promoting the Startup Pirates program, so thank you, Trisha. We also have ATDC, the incubator at Georgia Tech, on board with us, with all their support. We have Startup Atlanta, and just lots of people from different businesses and companies that I've been speaking to and are behind us to help us promote this this program.
Lots of other questions and topics, but before we kind of move forward, let's right out of the gate give folks the point of contact for if they want to enroll. What's the website, fees and tickets and dates and locations and the who, what, where, and when, right?
All right. So applications are open until July 27th, so next Monday. You enroll through our website, which is atlanta.startuppirates.org, and there is an apply section on the website. You just fill out the application. You'll receive an email. We do a quick, 15-20 minute interview with you just to kind of get the idea of why you want to participate in the program, clarify a couple of things, pardon me, about the program. And then there is a fee. We have special prices for students because this really is an excellent program for students or recent graduates. They, they're vibrating with lots of ideas, and this is a great educational program for them to launch their own business idea. So right now, the current price for students is $200, and for regular,
non-students
irregulars. is $250, and that covers pretty much lots of the costs that we have with the program. The organizing team, all the speakers and mentors that are coming into the program are on a volunteer basis. Okay. So we are a nonprofit.
Yeah, and I saw the line of speakers. You have a boatload of people on there.
Yes, we do. And on the website, not all of them have been, we have posted and we haven't posted all of them. So we've got,
you see all the speakers and there's even a more button you can click and see.
Yes. So those are speakers, mentors, and judges that will be coming in during this, it is an 8-day program.
And give the dates and location.
So it's going to start. The first edition is this coming month of August. Right. It's from the 8th of August to the 15th of August. So it starts on a Saturday and ends on a Saturday. And it will be hosted with our amazing partnership, the folks at the Iron Yard. So in the downtown location.
Yeah, that's right. I did see that, yeah.
Yes, so they've opened their doors to us, and that's where the program will be taking place.
So how many do you anticipate attendees, or you said normally it's about 30?
Yes, we're going to select 30 Startup Pirates for this first edition.
And this is not a one-day event. This is
this is an intense 8-day program. So it starts off with what we're calling a boot camp.
Okay.
So the first two days.
You don't have a more clever pirate pun?
No, sorry about that.
We'll work on something or whatever, So first day is a boot camp.
The first 2 days are boot camps because they will be working together in teams for 8 days. So we'd really want them to connect, get to know one another. And so we'll have lots of team building
activities.
How many
people on a team?
Usually between 3 and 5 people on a team. You know, you could have more, you could have less. It really depends on how the participants organize themselves.
And if does anybody get kicked off the island, off Treasure Island, or no?
If you misbehave. We are pirates, but we, you know, we like
to make them walk the plank. I see where you have problems with pun proliferation. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so 8 through the 15th, a whole week.
Yes.
That's very unique.
And that's from morning to night.
Wow. So they have to quit their job. So, Ryan, you're going to take the week off?
Yeah, I want to go out there and cover it from the Business Radio X perspective.
Oh,
I think we
cool.
go out there and do some interviews and talk to some of these folks and really, you know, get their on-site information then and there.
It's you read my mind because obviously we have our studio here in Buckhead with this amazing million-dollar view of the skyline, all that great stuff. But we also do what we call on-site business radio.
Yes.
And you did, what was it? I want to give away the, what group did you do?
A Startup Riot.
Yeah, Startup Riot.
2015 out there at the King Plow Arts Center where we had, I think it was over 30 startups kind of out there pitching their ideas. They go on stage. You have 3 minutes to pitch your idea, and then you have investors and such sitting out in the audience wanting to go, and then they score you and rank you, and everybody wins.
Well, I'm so inspired. I'm feeling prompted here on the air. Isabel, I'm going to pass you a contract for you to sign to commit to our on-site business radio at your event. No. Sure. But so back to so the program. So that's the place, time, and cost and so forth. And so beyond, okay, so the first 2 days is boot camp. Then where do they go?
It'll all take place at the Iron Yard.
I know. I didn't mean like they're traveling. Where does the program go? Sorry.
So that's fine.
It's me. It's not you. Yeah.
On the second day of the program, that's when the pirates that do have business ideas, because not all participants come in with a business idea, and we'll probably get to that in just a bit, like who can participate in the program. That's when they pitch their business ideas. They have 90 seconds to pitch it, and then it's just a quick pitch.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, that's when the team's formation happens. So we, the organizers, don't really intervene much in this process. We really want the participants to organize themselves in an organic kind of way around the different business ideas. And this is a very important moment of the program, because then that's what they'll be working on during the whole week.
Right.
So the following days are they pretty much structured in the same format. So you have breakfast. You come in for breakfast.
That's included.
Yes, it's included.
Waffle House or who's it?
No, it's going to be a nice homemade breakfast.
Healthy,
healthy. Yeah, we do want to have healthy, nutritious.
Yeah, I believe
nutritious.
You had me
food.
Until you canceled Waffle House.
Sorry.
Until you said healthy, Rich is out now.
So they'll come in for breakfast, and we'll just do a recap of the day before, what went well, what didn't, what can be improved, followed by one of the workshops. So we'll be having several workshops during the week. Business Model Canvas by Ed Riker, which he's just confirmed yesterday.
Yeah, he was already on the site, right?
Yes,
he is.
Followed by, several other workshops, customer development, how to pitch that. And that will actually be done by Jen Bonnet from ATDC, which is wonderful to have her on board with us. Mm-hmm. A workshop on finance and investment by Gail Reed. She is the CFO of Independent Wealth. We'll also be having a workshop on branding, and that will be done by Craig Johnson from, and he is the CEO of Matchstick, which is a great branding company in the South part of the city. And those are the five workshops during the week. Followed by lunch, obviously, or, the whole day you gotta eat. Mm-hmm. And then in the afternoon, it varies a bit. Afternoons, there's every day there's work sessions. So that's when the teams actually sit down and do the hard work that, needs to be done for the week. And then you have 3 mentoring sessions. That's when all those amazing mentors that have committed to the program and are going to donate their time and their knowledge will be coming in and just talking, asking all the hard questions, and just giving their feedback to our teams. And then there also will be 2 entrepreneur talks. We'll have just experienced entrepreneurs in different fields coming in and just basically sharing their experience as entrepreneurs, and followed by a Q&A, obviously. And then we'll also have an open meetup, and that's when we'll take all our pirates outside, you know, into the real world. And we'll just have an open meetup with the entrepreneurial community.
Kind of a networking.
Networking program, yes, right. Event.
Very good.
Yeah, and just to finish off, the last day is when they actually pitch. So it's the final pitch. There will have a panel of three judges picking the three best ideas, and they'll receive prizes that enable them to continue to work as teams.
Like you said, some accredited incubators or resources that they can use to further their business. Yeah.
Oh, very good. Well, we'll remind our listeners, you're listening to Buckhead Business Radio with your host, Rich Casanova. Every Tuesday at 10 a.m., we are live here from our Buckhead studio. And we are currently talking with Isabel Marquez from Chief Pirate Startup Pirates, a nonprofit global initiative here in the Atlanta community, helping startups. So you just wrapped up that whole week of what they can experience, and then they take it to the next level with absolutely positively getting some sort of deal to help them develop their...
Are there sharks in the pirate?
Yes, there are.
The waters, yeah.
The pirate tank.
Pirate tank, yeah. So I want to back up just for a second. So this idea of, correct me if I'm wrong, so about 30 some odd people. Now, they each get about a 90-second pitch of their idea.
Correct.
And so, but you only form these teams of a handful of teams, three to four to five person. So do they kind of all decide we're going to go with Bob's pitch rather than John's or
yes. Okay. It really is up to the participants or the pirates,
right?
To decide what they want to work on during that week. It's also a validation process.
Okay.
So you might think that you have this amazing idea,
but you have to be able to sell it to.
Correct. So that's also part of the process. That's what we incentivize all our participants to practice, to hustle, to have their homework done as well, and just come in and convince someone else to work with them if they're looking for a team.
Because you don't kind of assign the team. So once they give their 90-second pitch, do you limit how many pitches or how many projects they're going to be working on? Is it just
no? We do not.
Team of just two.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they're not forced into, there's only going to be five.
We don't want anyone to be working for a week with a team that, you know, they don't.
And a project they're not behind or whatever.
Yeah, they don't really relate to. So we do let them just, you know, do their own thing for that, okay. for that final second day.
And then, so beyond those people, are there like audience members or other attendees besides the speakers, the judges? And the actual pirates. So people wouldn't just show up. They have to enroll in the program.
They have to enroll in the program to participate. I mean, we can have, we do, because we are having mentors from different companies and businesses come in, you know, if they want to come in a bit earlier.
On a certain day or
exactly.
Or like your
they're more than well. And obviously our sponsors, they can come in whenever they want, but no, it's not open to the general audience to come in to the program.
And then the judging panel. So what are some of the criteria? There's three judges, and that's on the last day?
Yes, correct.
And what are some of the criteria they look for?
Sustainability, numbers, if their numbers are correct. Just general creativity also behind the idea. The way they pitched it, the way they were able to communicate their idea. Again, it doesn't necessarily have to be the next Facebook that's coming out.
Right.
But just to get an idea of that, these are potential businesses that might come out of the startup program with lots of hard work following. And it's happened before where a business comes out of Startup Pirates. They pitched a certain product or service at Pirates. They continue to work on it. And then a year later, it developed into something completely different.
That was my next question. You read my mind. Is that I was going to ask you, can you share any stories from the other markets or other cities of some businesses?
I actually can share a one that I'm really close to, which is a company called UniPlaces.
UniPlaces?
UniPlaces. Okay. So UniPlaces started actually in the program that I participated in 2011.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And they started off with something completely different. They were a... you could rent your place to tourists, something like sort of like an Airbnb model.
Okay.
And they obviously killed that idea.
Yeah.
They continued to work. They won They were also one of the winning teams at the 2011 Pirates program. And they won incubation space at, like I said, at the University of Porto. They continued to work on their idea, and it developed into a completely different model for students to rent, to find renting places when they go to study. So yeah. It's just an online student accommodation website. And it's been growing very, very fast,
really?
Very successful in for it being first in Portugal, now in Spain, and another, and it's slowly starting to spread out through Europe.
Wow.
And it started at Pirates.
About that.
Great story.
Yeah, we've mentioned here a few times how Atlanta is a hotbed for startups, and there's so much going on here in this town. But my question about startups is, does it have to involve technology?
No. We welcome, artists that, want to start their own business. That's always a problem because they have all this knowledge and this know-how, and they lack the business side of it. So we welcome artists. We welcome social entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. Service startups, tech startups. So it really isn't just focused for the tech kind of startup. You can come in. It is an educational program. So anyone with a potential business idea or anyone that really just wants to be educated on how to create their own business mm-hmm. can come into the program.
No, I think that's a great point, because when we often hear the term startup, we think, okay, you're developing an app or you've got some newfangled technology out there you want to take to the masses. When really, if you've just got a new way to service the community,
correct.
Whether it be, cutting grass or, washing windows.
You never know what can come out of an idea like that. You never know, especially when you do come into a program saying, I want to cut grass.
Yeah.
But then you develop, who are your customers? Who, what's your business model look like? How are you going to market it? How are you going to brand it? Sure. You never know what can come out of a program like Startup Pirates.
Yeah, no, I got an idea for called Lawn Pirate, where you go and you cut grass and you say R every time you're out there.
You gotta wear a hat.
Right.
R, not doing this again. Yeah. Talk to us about some of the other cities. I saw on the site, was it Spain? Obviously, Portugal. Brazil is coming up next, or that's before your event. It's going on now or something, right?
Yes, so there are... each Startup Pirates program is always organized by a local organizing
sure, yeah.
team.
And they have to have been a participant in a former...
Not necessarily.
That's
not
a
necessarily,
good path,
but
yeah.
that's usually the path that yeah. lots of the organizing teams take. They've participated and then they want to organize one and just yeah. really give back to the community.
Yeah.
Even though it is like a global initiative happening in many countries and many cities around the world, it always respects the Startup Pirate brand and the methodology. So the program that's going to happen in Atlanta is very similar to a program that might be happening right now in Madrid or in Colombia or something like that. It just, us as organizers, we do have to follow the methodology, but also we can tweak it and adapt it to the local interests and the local needs. So again, Each local team is responsible for finding local partners, local speakers, local mentors, always within their own ecosystem.
Right, yeah. That's a lot of work, it sounds like. So being business radio, is there a business model to this as far as it, not really a franchise, but do you kind of buy the rights to the territory? And do you see some of the revenue stream then? Or
No.
It's just we don't, voluntary, just do it.
It does kind of work a bit like a franchise in the sense that the global team for Startup Pirates, once you do decide to set up a program in your own town, you
get licensed by them.
Yes, so you get licensed by them. They give you all the website, the branding, all the tools that you need to put the program together, and then it's up to you to work. All the money, it is a nonprofit. The money that comes into the program through sponsorship, through the participation fees, goes directly into the program. But there is a 10% of that revenue
sure.
stream that goes into Startup Pirates Global to help pay for things like the website, like all the branding that comes into the program.
But what about the nonprofit monies? Does that go back into...
It goes directly into the programs.
To what programs, as far as I'm trying to wrap my head around?
The local programs. So...
For those people that candidates that began their
correct.
Business?
Yes.
Because that was the other question about funding. So and do you have one winner? Did you say there's one winner from the event?
We'll be selecting three teams to win.
Is it a first, second, and third, or just three?
We don't really want to have first, second, and third. It'll just be three teams.
And what are some of the prizes that have been given out in the other cities besides the incubator option, I
so
guess?
So it's usually, you know, consulting. For example, okay. a company can offer consulting time to some of the winners, you know, okay. finance or marketing. Also, it could be, you know, tools that enable the teams to yeah. continue to work, like, for example, books.
Right.
Being a participant in Startup Pirates, you also have access to a network of perks that are handed from our global partners.
Nice.
So if you go online onto the global website, yeah. startuppirates.org, you have access to around 40 different perks from different companies yeah. around the world.
Which kind of raises my next question. We're almost out of time, so it's kind of rapid fire here. Ready?
All right.
So speaking of perks, that was my question. What about crowdfunding? So do some of these people, they have this great idea, then to take it to the next step, do they seek...
They can do that, yes. Us, as the organizing team, we try to keep up with all the teams just to enable them to continue their work and incentivize
sure.
them to continue to work on as a team or continue to work on their startup idea. But it...
Because like Ryan was saying earlier, is that, you know, are they all tech-based? Not necessarily. So it's almost like Kickstarter is typically a lot of folks in the tech space, whereas... Indiegogo is more the artist and that
yes.
type of folks.
After the Startup Pirates program, it really
it's
is up to
them.
The teams to do what they want with their work.
Well, I think I want to buy in and start Powder Springs Pirates.
You can.
Why not?
Cartersville, yeah.
A hotbed of incubators out there in Powder Springs.
I just like the alliteration or whatever.
We
yeah.
want to conquer the world.
Nice, yeah.
This
yeah.
is Atlanta, you know?
And it looks. Right. I've seen photos on there. I watched the video of the founder, and it just seems like a very cool...
It is. You have lots of fun
yeah,
during
yeah.
the program.
I just wish, you know... Ryan, can I get the week off for vacation? Or who do I ask? Stone or Lee?
Go ahead and submit your request now.
Plus, I have to have an idea, you know? So other than that, I'd be all in, yeah.
Pirate radio.
Well, actually, that was on my list right here, too. That's my favorite right here. I said, yeah, we need to create startup radio or pirate radio right here in the studio. Yeah, we do need to talk about that maybe off the air because I was actually going to invite an attorney on here that specializes just in that's his sweet spot for all the millennials, you know, and startups, whatever, throughout the city. This is his sandbox that he basically has really, you know, his range of services tailor fit just to startups and the legal perspective. There's a lot of people that provide those services yes. to startups, and we have a great platform, so we'd love to invite people that are listening mm-hmm. as well as your folks to we'll have that conversation. But meanwhile, we are officially, I think, out of time. Wow.
Right. So let's remind our listeners, yeah. We've been speaking with Isabel Marquez, Chief Pirate, Startup Pirates. How can people find out more information about you, your services, or get involved with your event coming up?
So you can go online to our website, atlanta.startuppirates.org. You can follow us on Twitter at SPAtlanta. Shoot us an email. There is an apply section on our website. If you do want to become a pirate, please apply. We're looking for 30 awesome pirates to set sail in our pirate ship.
I think I still have my Halloween costume as a pirate order. Yeah.
So you need your pig
Bring
leg.
It on. There will be eye patches. So,
okay.
I mean, you know.
Very good. I've seen the photos. They have knives and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah,
and when is the event and where again?
Yeah.
So it will be between August 8th through the 15th at the Iron Yard. That's where the event is going to take place. Please come aboard. We're happy to have you.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure getting to know you, getting to know more about Startup Pirates, and we look forward to possibly hearing a report back from you after this event.
For the winners, maybe have the panel come on.
That's
some
a
of the
great
speakers,
That's a great idea.
You read my mind over here, Rich. How about that?
I didn't read it. I was just trying to piggyback on your mind,
Oh, very good. Well, thank you again, Isabel Marquez,
for
joining us.
Me.
Our pleasure.
And we'll just take the last couple of minutes of the show to maybe just let our listeners in on some activities here at the studio. And we mentioned earlier shows, and we'll just mention a couple of other shows, ongoing shows and some new shows in the studio. So we have, as we mentioned, Atlanta Legal Experts. We had Pro Advocate Radio in here yesterday with a very compelling stories, powerful. We had actually an author in here that has been published in 20 countries and I forget how many languages, but very and a very compelling. She speaks, actually, she does like all these events, the Comic-Con and Dragacon or whatever it is. Or anyway, so you tune into that one. And then Friday, you have your show coming up.
Yeah, Georgia Business Radio, where we seek business leaders from Atlanta to Savannah and back again. If you're doing business in the state of Georgia, we want you on that show. So tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. for another episode of Georgia Business Radio. And this weekend, Saturday,
Saturday,
don't forget,
we have Kids Business Radio, which is really cool.
Kids startups, kid entrepreneurs.
Kid pirates. They're the future pirates, whatever.
Yes,
yeah.
We want to do something like that in the future.
And we've had a couple of kids actually been on ABC Shark Tank, gotten deals from some of the sharks. Got paid. You know, they're now investors. They're partners with
these
a shark.
These kids are more successful at 8 years old than I've been at, you know, in my mid-40s now.
So I was excited when I had my paper out. I thought I was setting the world on fire. And Food and Beverage Radio, Pam had some great guest lineup in here for that one. She had folks from Focus Brands and from the Franchise Direct.
Yep.
That guy flew in from Ireland.
Wow.
And he said that Pam paid for his ticket, but there was a little controversy. She didn't pay for that. I told him it was a one-way ticket, but anyway. And we had some folks in from the regional people from Southeast Franchise Forum. And then finally, a new show we're launching, an inaugural show coming up around the corner, International Business Radio.
Wow.
So maybe we have, who is the founder of the Startup Pirates again?
It's initially it's five people. Okay. Yeah, there are five founders.
I just saw the faces of the co-founders. So yeah.
Right now there's three.
Okay.
From the original team.
Well, next time they're in Atlanta, we'd love to have them on International Business Radio.
Right. We have people from all kinds of backgrounds and countries and everything coming in to join us for that broadcast starting later this week.
And we'll just finish with, I'm going to have you pick two categories of who you'd like to see come in off our wish board over here. We should change that name to
the wish board.
Yeah, the wish board of people we're scouting for categories. Mm-hmm. So who's on your shortlist, Ryan?
I would love to see someone from a local community bank come in here and start underwriting and hosting their own show. I think they can bring some great credibility to the network as well as to their own financial success by hosting their own show. And my second choice off that sheet would probably be public relations. Because I think they always represent a wide variety of clientele, and we can certainly serve them and their mission right here on Business Radio X in the Buckhead Studio.
And we've never done this before, but yeah, like pick off the board right here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick consulting and training as a category because I could use some free consulting. That's a cool one. You bring them into the studio, like the legal expert. After a year on the air, I feel like...
You're practically a lawyer.
I could be, yeah. At least one on
the
radio.
Take the bar exam, see how you do.
I've been at the bar, but I didn't pass the exam. But the other one I picked were payroll because maybe finally I can get a paycheck here, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
All right, so...
And one last final reminder, our network mixer coming up this Thursday at the Concourse Athletic Club. Where you can mix and mingle with some of your favorite radio hosts,
right.
Past guests, and potential guests as well. And you can—it's not too late to sign up. So go ahead and get your ticket today for the network mixer this Thursday, 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Sandy Springs Concourse Athletic Club. And we also do it every quarter,
once a quarter. But so catch this one. This will be the best one this quarter.
No doubt about it. And so go to the website for more information about that.
Isabel, you're invited. Bring all your pirates, whatever. Right.
Thank you.
But it's a free event. Complimentary. We throw that once a quarter at the King, near the King, Queen, or Concourse.
Free parking,
free networking, free hors d'oeuvres, and the beer tab is on Ryan.
Okay.
not that Ryan, but another
one. This time around, we'll make that happen. So, but man, Rich, another great show.
I'm telling you.
Awesome content, beautiful conversation about the startup world and how the pirates are out there helping them
taking
succeed.
Over Buckhead. The Pirates of Buckhead,
Real excited.
That's a new movie. Nice. Yeah. We'll see y'all next time. Rich Kasten over here, the host for Buckhead Business Radio X. Be well and do good.